Back in the 1990s, the writer Octavia Butler offered a vision of the future. She wrote a science fiction novel called Parable of the Sower. The novel depicted a nightmarish future set in the year 2024. 2024, which is now a few months away. Parable of the Sower has become a musical, and NPR's Anastasia Tsiolkas had a look. All that you touch, you change. All that you change, changes you.
On a warm, recent evening in Manhattan, I'm sitting at rehearsal amidst 170 community singers who are part of the Parable performance at New York's Lincoln Center alongside professional musicians. They're learning a chorus that includes the opening words of Octavia Butler's novel. Parable of the Sower is set in 2024. There's climate crisis driving people out of their homes. Gun violence and drug use are rampant. In the sequel, an authoritarian politician promises to, and this is a direct quote, make America great again. Against all this chaos, the main character, Lauren Oya Olamina, hungers to shape a very different reality. The words the chorus sings are the building blocks of a new religion that Olamina has envisioned, called Earthseed. The opera version of Parable of the Sower was created by singer-songwriter Toshi Regan and her mother, activist and singer Bernice Johnson Regan, who founded the ensemble Sweet Honey in the Rock and is now retired. Toshi Regan says she and her mother share a deep love of Octavia Butler's writing. Their first joint opportunity to explore Butler's work through music came in the 1990s.
Toni Morrison asked my mother to come to Princeton to do the Princeton Atelier as an opportunity for an artist to teach at Princeton for a semester. And my mom was really busy at the time, and she was like, but maybe Toshi will do half the classes. I was like, you know, young in my career, and I was like, woohoo, I'm going to go teach at Princeton for Toni Morrison. Yay! So cool.
Eventually, they began writing their own musical interpretation of Parable of the Sower. Luckily, the Regans got free rein from Butler herself, who died in 2006. As in Butler's work, the Regans' music references centuries of African-American history and culture, moving back and forth between the past, present, and future with ease. A sower went out, a sower went out, a sower went out, a sower went out, a sower went out. As Octavia Butler told WHYY's Fresh Air in 1993, her Parable novels were very much about the use and abuse of power in a broken society.
They have no power to improve their lives, but they have the power to make others even more miserable. And the only way to prove to yourself that you have power is to use it. Because it lacked water,
it withered away. There's a lot of sheer brutality in Butler's narrative, but fans also find a lot of comfort and solidarity in Butler's vision of resistance. They include four-time Hugo Award winner N.K. Jemisin, who began reading Butler as a young woman and wrote the introduction to the most recent edition of Parable of the Sower. Jemisin sees many parallels between Butler's imagining of 2024 and today's social and political climate.
In those books, Butler goes through the whole issue of trying to live within a society that is disrespectful of your needs, even your bodily autonomy. I'm needing that hope. I'm needing that encouragement, that reminder that these things go in cycles and that the cycle will at some point end and we will push back.
There are readers who have taken Butler's work and the character Lauren Olamina's concept of Earthseed as spiritual texts. Toshi Regan sees Butler's writing as inspirational guides to thought and action.
Parable is the wake-up call. Hey, y'all, stop messing around. This is what's going to happen in 30 years if you don't really do something about yourselves.
Regan says she finds guidance in how to navigate life communally in the Earthseed groups that the main character creates. Regan says we see this kind of instant community all the time in real life, in bad times and in good.
When there's disasters, people get together and start to create together and figure out how to survive. I love videos from festivals where, like, nobody's dancing, and then one person gets up and starts dancing, and then somebody else. The next thing you know, it's like 500 people dancing. There is immense possibilities for joy in communities. And personally, I think the more joy, 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 the better for us.
Which brings us back to the importance of singing in community.
There's a new world coming. Everything gonna be turning over. Everything gonna be turning over. Where you gonna be standing when it comes?
That's why the Regans decided to retell the parable of the sower in music.
Singing the story evokes all of us in the space to be in a vibrational relationship so that we can really feel like we're not alone. We are not by ourselves. We are breathing, we are alive, we are together, we have opportunity to shift and change in the ways that we can in our lives.
And so Toshi Regan says her work is an invitation, just as Octavia Butler's writing is, to imagine and create a different world. Anastasia Tsoulikas, NPR News, New York.